What sort of shops were in Caister when you were living in Caister as a child?
Well, there was a lot of shops then. Well, everything you really needed, you know, because there was Martyrs. They were grocery drapers and grocers. Varlows were drapers and grocers. Gorbats were great, the same. And they all three went round the villages with a van with groceries. Well, they would take you anything, you know, that you ordered in the drapery line. And then there was Oldens. They were gentlemen and ladies outfitters. There was two or three butchers. And the chemist, of course, and the post. Well, the chemist and the post office was, you know, the same shop. And then there was other shops there in the marketplace. Well, there was two chemists, and you know, the chemist and the post office was one. And then there was another chemist as well, which is now Chinese. And Briggs's, of course, ironmongers. And they used to have a workshop and a taxi. We had pans and steamers. He used to make tin pans and steamers. And then there were Sharps as well. Mr. Sharp, he had bicycle. Repair, sold them and repaired them, and he made all sorts of pans and things. Cobblers, saddler, and the bank. There was a bank in Caister before there was one in Grimsby, so I've heard and talk about it.
There were lots of different shops. I know there were two butchers at least. Someone was telling me that if you're Anglican, you went to one, and if you're Methodist, you went to the other one, and the same with the grocers.
Well, I don't know that you had to, but I suppose in a way it was so, because, you know, lots of people, I suppose they did. You see, the Holdens, they were Methodists. Parkers at the paper shop were Methodist. And Martyrs, they were Methodist. Mr. Gorbats, they were Church. I suppose in a way people did patronise the people like that. Mr. King's, well, there was a man, I think Marshall they called him, but I can only more or less remember King's being the butchers. Then there was Mr. First, they were corn and seed merchants and, you know, dog foods and that sort of thing. Only they didn't have dog foods like they do now. If you got a dog biscuit, that was it. They were where Mr. Fable, the butcher, is now. They were Methodist. Can't think who the church people were.